This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, buddy. Here we go. It's hour three, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. You know we're 20 minutes away now from Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. We're about an hour and 15 away from the expressway. We do that every night at 520. LA Live, 540. And, yeah, all the sports here coming over the next 3 hours. Time now for a proper rim session. Brian, what's so funny over there?
I'm just laughing at the guy ripping us about not knowing about the stadium in Tampa.
Oh, yes. I love that guy.
Yeah. I just like the guys. Do some homework, fellas.
Yes. So I asked him, what do we need to know?
Yeah.
Here's what we need to know about Tampa. The stadium's going to be knocked down in three years. The cost to repair is $55 million. It's an expensive tarp. The team wants the city to pay that, and with all the damage done by the storm of the city with the stadium said to be knocked down, they won't approve the fix because they need the funds for more urgent civil matters. Yeah. So maybe this is the best they can do, playing in the Yankees' spring training house.
They don't want to pay $55 million for a stadium that they're going to knocked down in 3 years. So I can understand that.
I mean, it's a nice sort to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, let's just knock it down now. Save ourselves a bunch of money. We'll put that dough. You know, just, again, not committed. What do you think would happen if the Yankees stadium was defaced in some way and it was going to cost them $200 million to get it done by opening day? Be done.
Yeah.
Be done yesterday.
I just got to laugh and like people just going after us like we're covering Tampa Bay baseball, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Just do your damn homework and you won't have these guys climbing up.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, hey, do your damn homework, boys. Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to bring something up on the air, know as much as possible about it, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that up to you.
I'm trying. All right. I don't know about Tampa Bay stadium repairs. Yeah.
Well, figure it out.
Thought you were a pro.
I did too.
Well, let's see if you're a basketball pro, because right now we're going to cut the lights out. We're going to put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer. G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when the Mavs are the first or the only team in the association with a game tonight. They're going to be taking on the Jazz.
Oh, so, that's fun. NBA
nice,
TV.
Nice beatdown.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It should be out there for the entire nation to enjoy. I did want to point out there was another piece of content provided from the Tolos. That hot mic. It was a ref coming over. He had made the announcement for the stadium with his hot mic, and then he ran over to the coach right as the coach was telling him.
Right there. Coach is screaming right at him.
Yeah, it sounded like the coach is mic'd up.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good there.
Long day at work, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Coach cussed me out.
What won? Who won G-Bag of the Day?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, it was Jerry?
Jerry Jones glamoring us with the joke.
Glamoring.
I love it.
Soften me up now.
With 69% of the vote. Very fitting.
Yes.
His favorite number.
There you go, Eric.
Well, -9.1 is the number right now for the Mavericks as it pertains to their net rating in the first quarter of games. Got to get that figured out. The slow starts are killing them. And Istok Franco has a nice write-up on all the stuff going on. The offense is getting some slow starts, and his theory is just that they're really trying to work in the Clay to the offense, and they're still kind of working that out on the fly a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's like, that'll all come together. Don't worry about it. And
they need to just let him be another player instead of trying to give him so much deference. You know?
Yeah, I agree. And the other night it was, you could tell how forced it was early. And that one, you chalk it up to understanding. Sure. That was the big game there for him.
But man, the real problem was not going to Clay in the opening possession against Steph. The real problem was the 8 turnovers in that first quarter. Good Lord.
Yes, yeah, sloppy play there. So got to get that figured out. And then defensively, Jason Kidd has lamented the lack of energy to start these games. And that usually translates to bad defense, and it's a really bad defensive quarter for them to start games as well. So something to certainly, hopefully, get fixed tonight versus the Jazz.
Something hopefully, what'd you say? You used 3 right there,
something
right?
Hopefully to get fixed.
Something hopefully to get fixed, yeah.
Something hopefully, yeah.
It was said poorly. I was hoping to just move on past it, but I appreciate you acknowledging it.
Look at broadest watchdog in your English.
No, that's good. No.
That's good.
Blake yourself, Brian.
I'm the worst, but I just...
Tired
I
was, of you.
No, just, but that's it. You understand poorly worded sentences as good as anybody.
I say them every time we talk.
You calling me out for it makes perfect sense.
No,
I'm glad
just,
you did.
Yeah,
okay. I need to do my homework and get a little bit better. You know what? The good looks for Clay are through the roof, though. ESPN has a nice article with some...
Is that a stat? Good looks.
Said. Good
no,
looks.
No, well, we do have stats to support it, though. This was, I saw this as well. And I was like,
Dawson can point him out for you, by the way.
Yeah.
He can point out the attractive guys on the squads. I promise you. I've seen it over the years.
I do have some blind spots.
I've seen it, bro.
Sometimes I'm surprised.
He's got a great jawline.
Yeah. That one right there is a hot one.
Who's the one seat on the Mavs right now?
Maxie.
I don't know. I'd have to Google
Maxie
it.
Has the accent advantage.
Maxie's a guy that doesn't.
He's German. I think Lively's hair looks pretty great.
I do love Lively's hair.
Lively's running down the court. He kind of got that, just kind of like everywhere.
That kind of turns you on a little bit.
probably Kyrie or Dinwiddie? No, Dwight Powell.
Dwight Powell is a good looking dude.
What do you like the goatee thing he's rocking with right now?
That developed quickly, too.
Yeah, it was kind of an overnight deal. Yeah, he might be the one seed. Now, we have the numbers on Clay are pretty impressive.
Woody Page.
In terms of the open looks, he's getting as good a looks as he's really had his entire career, other than when Kevin Durant showed up that first year in Golden State. And
okay.
All defenses were freaking out, and so Clay was getting good looks there, but he's getting even better looks now. And Luka and him, I mean, Luka's assisted on 17 of Clay's catch and shoot threes this year. That's the most in the league between any passer and shooter.
It's just amazing. You know, I think Clay has an ability to get that off well so quickly that even if you think you kind of have him guarded compared to other people, it's still not guarded.
Yeah, the only annoying part is that he averaged for his entire career 38.5%, but right now he's just over 37%. So he's getting these great looks, and the first few games of the season knocking him down at a great rate, now he's kind of ticking back down
a
little bit.
Get that consistency back up.
You need to get that cranked back up.
It is so great. It's better than Brandon Aubrey going back there. You know, when you have that knockdown three-point shooter, if he's having a cold night, you know those are few and far between.
Now, last night, man, it was Victor Wembanyama's night, boys and girls. Now, LeBron had himself one heck of a night, and he's on a heater as well. Same with the Joker. We'll get to all of them, but we start with the alien, Victor Wembanyama. Career high, 50 points. Career high, 8 made threes.
What?
He was 18 of 27 from the field in only 27 minutes played.
It's unbelievable.
This is one of the most efficient nights that you'll ever see. 50 points in 27 minutes. A guy at this size that's knocking down threes at this rate. It's crazy.
Yeah, you'd call him a creative player, but EA Sports wouldn't let you max out all the stats that well. Remember in the offseason, I was asking you guys, once he make the leap to greatest player in the game, we might be seeing it happen over the next couple of months. Hmm. And when I saw this last night on SportsCenter, it genuinely angered me. You know?
Did it? Yeah.
I do not want to see this level of dominance from that organization again.
The future is here with Wemby. And when if you're
there's only one thing that can save us now. I'm not going to bring it up, Brian.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, please gosh. Don't. We don't need the whole entire country.
I wouldn't think of it. I don't want it. But it is the only thing that could save
the whole entire country of France after us.
We got to get this championship in now or next year.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm. Well, Wemby was shooting 23% on threes, but since then he's 20 of 36. Okay. And again, last night he made 8 of them. And if that three ball is really going to get going, I mean. He is the first player in the NBA this season to have 6 or more threes in 3 consecutive games. Yeah. So like the three ball's really starting, and then last night it was the big kibosh, the big crescendo. But the last three players to do that in the league since 2022, it's only Steph, Trae Young, and Klay Thompson. So well, think about
Trae
that.
Young's in there. I mean, he could be overrated.
No, but the idea that you're talking about Wemby in the same conversation as Steph, Trae Young, and Klay Thompson, like what doesn't belong here? It's clearly the 7'4" guy who's knocking down threes in a way that you haven't seen other than Steph and Trae Young and Klay Thompson. Truly ridiculous, and I guess this is a sign of things to come. We're going to have to get used to it. Nikola Jokic is also on an absolute heater right now. He's already got 6 triple-doubles, and he's got they're 5 wins in a row right now. He's got a career-best 29.7 points per game. That's 5th in the league. His rebounds are 1st in the league. He's got about 14 per game, and he's averaging about 12 assists per game as well, which is 1st in the league. So he would be the, I mean, no player in NBA history has led the league in both assists per game and rebounds per game in separate seasons, let alone the same season. He's right now leading the league in rebounds and assists per game while also being top 5 in scoring. And his team's on a 5-game win streak.
No.
So he's kind of, maybe he is kind of like revitalized a little bit. And after last year, championship hangover, still super impressive. But now it's, okay, we're trying to be the MVP again.
Having the kid around, you know, trying to show off. I don't know.
For the Joker?
Yeah.
Oh, does he have a kid now?
No, I thought you were talking LeBron real quick there.
No, that was all of what Nikola Jokic has been doing. Now LeBron is on a big time run himself, and at this age for him to be doing what he's doing, 3rd straight game with a triple dub for LeBron. 35 points last night, 14 assists and 12 rebounds. Lakers undefeated at home. They beat the Grizzlies last night. I saw this from Automatic NBA on Twitter. Michael Jordan had a total of 30 triple-doubles in his whole career.
Yeah.
LeBron has 33 triple-doubles after turning 35 years old.
Wow.
It's unbelievable at this age how good he still is.
It wasn't the same thing, you know?
Right.
Like a different game for...
Totally, yeah.
Any absolutely. Of the young Sparkies, I guess maybe if you're under 30, you know, didn't know how the triangle worked, there were actual point guards, the best player just get to keep the ball the whole time. It'd be interesting to see Jordan come up in this era. You know, how would the passing change from him? How would the usage rate, and then of course, you know, his assist numbers and his 3-point shooting? You know, could he become a great 3-point shooter?
Well, the hits just keep on coming for Zion. Last night, you had Broadus saying he puts the ham and pulled hamstring. Yeah. Walchuk wasn't here to hear it, so he felt like he could just fat shame him like that.
So rude of you.
As he's dealing with another injury. What do you think about Kendrick Perkins, though? He's got himself. He's offended at the lack of durability here for Zion, and so he has a new nickname for Zion. I don't know how well it landed, but this is him taking more shots after Broadus did it last night.
Let's stay on the elephant in the room, okay?
Here's
the thing.
Come on,
seriously, you know, AD had a nickname a couple of years ago, or street clothes, or whatever the case may be. Well, we need to start calling Zion pajamas because he's just as worse. I mean, damn.
Elephant in the room, bro. Come on, dog.
Call him pajamas, he says. If Anthony Davis was street clothes, he should be pajamas, which I guess is even like a level down.
Okay.
I don't know that it landed.
I mean, that's dad jokes maybe aren't his bit quite yet. I don't know exactly how that goes, but.
Kendrick Perkins can't call anybody the elephant in the room.
Dude, Kendrick Perkins is massive now. Is that 450?
Bro.
It's not fair they put him next to Malik Andrews on the set.
What are we doing?
Good night.
He's 4 of her.
Yeah.
He ain't got no business.
You know, I think we kind of went into the game too, like a Zagas will.
That's thank amazing. Zion. And finally here, we know that NBC is about to acquire the rights here next season for the NBA, and we're all excited to get the classic round ball rock jam back into our lives, because that was said to be the case. And unfortunately at this point we have run into a bit of a snag here.
What?
Just because NBC is yet to officially acquire the licensing rights to round ball rock.
Don't you dare tell me that
old Teshi Has an unspecified but substantial sum of money.
About. That's what I'm talking about.
Get him, John.
I told y'all he was arrogant, bro.
Yeah.
I told
yeah,
y'all.
Right. This is his baby.
I told y'all.
This is John Tesh's baby, and it's understandable because it's a song that stands the test of time. But, oh, yeah, here he is. He did it, what, on a voicemail or something?
Yeah, he did it on a voicemail. Then he sat in front of the NBC the brass and did that whole song. You gotta listen to the whole thing, bro. All 7 minutes of it. Even though you're gonna play just 30 seconds of this, I need you to listen to all 7 minutes of this.
Yep. Pay up, NBC. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, we need that back in our lives.
Pay Thank you, Chief. A brilliant rim session once again right here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, it's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Where are we going, sir?
All right. I do have some audio for you. Trippin' face at the AT&T Stadium of your Dallas Cowboys. And it's National Pickle Day, okay? Not everybody loves pickles. What are the top 10 most overhyped foods
Ooh.
That you think are overhyped?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hype, that's next.
Shoot, yeah. Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420 here on The Fan. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here he is, the Woolly Bully, Zach with an H, your Top 10.
All right, let's go and talk overhyped foods here in just a moment, as it is National Pickle Day. Do you like the pickle? Do you not? Top 10 most overhyped foods in just a moment. But this is a couple days ago. Former NFL defensive lineman Derek Wolfe, you're an old-school nosebleed seats listener. You will recognize him as heavy back squats guy.
That's right. The Broncos took an L, and the first thing he did was get back in the weight room and do heavy back squats to prepare for the next week.
That's the best way to do it, heavy back squats.
Either that or just not showering, you know, however you want to handle it.
The no shower, the
That's
heavy back squats.
That's our coach at Syracuse, right?
Yeah. Either Brown. Way, just be committed.
Winners deserve to be washed.
That's right. Winners get washed.
Right. Hey, Jimmy Johnson did the food. Like, you win, you eat. You lose, you don't eat. You starve, right? So, hey, everyone's got a different Beans way weenies, about this. Yeah. This was a fascinating story Derek Wolfe told, a little lengthy, but one that, you know, 420 hour, maybe you'll enjoy. He had quite the trip to AT&T Stadium.
We were playing in Dallas, and it was the first time that I'd done the tincture. And it was, I think it was in 2014, maybe. It was the first time that I'd done the tincture, and he was like the guy that makes it for me. He's like, hey, if I were you, I'd only take like, you know, one drop before the game and see how that goes. And I was like, okay, well, you know, what do you do when somebody gives you like a pre-workout and it says one scoop? I'm taking two scoops. So I take two drops, right? The first time. And I hadn't like been taking psilocybin very often. Like it wasn't something I did normal on the reg. So my tolerance was not there.
Whoa.
You walk into AT&T Stadium and it was like, what the? I was like, I was just standing there, like just staring at everything. Like, it was, I was like mesmerized, but they got these giant LED screens, giant $50 million LED screens. And then there's like smoke everywhere and there's cheerleaders everywhere. And there's like pole dancers up in the corner. And I'm like, what? I'm noticing every little thing about this. It was like over, I wasn't overstimulated, but I was like so hyper-focused on everything but football. But like the national anthem was insane. I was just like losing my mind during the national anthem. Right. Like lose it. Like I was really tripping. Like I was losing my, I was starting, you know how your heart starts to be a little too fast and you're like, oh, this is intense. Like that's how I was feeling. I was
anxiety
like,
sets
what down. The is going on?
Unbelievable. See, when I first saw the headline to the chatter about this, when he said tincture, I thought he meant like a THC edible, you know, where they make the little oils or whatever. I didn't realize that he was tripping on shrooms during an NFL game. That might be the most meat-heady football story I've ever heard, that a guy does two drops of psilocybin before a football game.
He shouldn't have did the two drops. The guy that makes the tincture, the guy who makes the tincture told you, one drop.
Yeah.
This is the guy who makes it. You did one. Now, I do like microdosing, though. You guys ever microdose? You guys?
A little bit.
I
haven't dabbled.
Yeah. I'll be microdosing.
Like where you.
Sometimes I just bite off the piece of the shroom, or sometimes, you know, you get the stuff that you get from one of these shops.
Yes.
Like CBD American Shaman or something like that.
Yeah. No, I've never done it all like that, but like just taking a tiny little bit that doesn't have any sort of, great hallucinogens.
Itty bitty bit. Sometimes, you know, you step out too much. Like, well, went too far. Got to cancel everything.
Better buckle up.
Yeah.
And I could see where a player might think, dude, if I was in this mindset, I would be more laser focused.
Yeah.
You know, I would have different energy. So I could see one. So in the week leading up to that, you got a game on Sunday, maybe on your day off, the day off Tuesday, you dabble with the one drop and you see what it's like, you know?
And I think he did talk about, I saw like in researching him, he went on Joe Rogan's podcast and I think did talk about also that, the micro dosing before games as well. Derek Wolfe's a wild animal now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
You got to ride it out first, like Dawson said, though. I do. I'm all the way with it. Whatever can help you be sharper out there, because it will help you be sharper.
Yeah.
But you got to find your level. You don't want to find it in the middle of AT&T Stadium, because it is a magnanimous place to just watch. You'd be like, damn, this is beautiful up here.
That's a dangerous game to be playing for the first time.
Yeah.
While you have a big work assignment in front of thousands of people.
I just think that substance has been miscategorized as like a recreational drug that you should go out and do for fun. Like it can change your energy, but it's like a therapeutic tool, you know? It's not like, dude, I'm going to play this. I'm going to be so worked up and fired up and having a great time. You might be terrified.
Yeah.
You know?
You might look down and say, why am I even playing football? This is so dumb.
You might walk across the street. Just be like, man, I'm out of here,
bro.
It just doesn't make any sense.
You quit on the spot.
We're hurting each other.
Dude.
Exactly. Can't you see we're all one?
Yeah.
Don't hit him.
They're controlling us, man.
Be gentle.
Yeah, I love that his rationale for the two drops was like, well, I do two scoops of pre-workout every day. I mean,
they say do one there.
I double up on my creatine. I double up on everything.
I'm a big dude.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I'm taking two.
Oh, my God.
Craziness. Crazy story there from Derek Wolfe. All right, let's get to the top 10 most overhyped foods according to America. It is National Pickle Day. Is anybody an anti-pickle person on the show? You don't
anti-pickle?
Like
pickle?
That's not a
weird.
Shock. Not a shock.
Too powerful.
I'm not anti-pickle, but I will say I have fallen in love recently with the bread and butter pickles.
Yes, the bread and butter pickles.
Those are actually like, I really enjoy those. The other pickles that are in sandwiches and stuff, I tolerate for the most part. You know, I don't
you don't
hate
say
them.
Like no.
But Dawson, you
right, I don't say
fried?
No pickles.
Fried pickles you won't eat?
No, sir.
Okay. Whoa, not even fried. Okay.
I do like fried pickles.
Yeah, fried pickles are amazing.
I don't even like when I take the pickle off the chicken sandwich and I can taste the remnants of pickle.
Oh, wow.
Like I would like remnants of onion. I would like remnants of pepper, you know, but I don't. Yeah,
okay.
No.
Weirdo, bro.
That's what I thought. Man, I thought, wow, this is such a unique flavor. How are people enjoying this?
I don't get how people just eat like a big, is it the dill pickles?
Yeah, I love the big dill pickles. I will eat one of them joints, especially in the summertime.
I'll do the same thing.
I like put the nailators in them. You get the Kool-Aid pickles, and they're red or blue. Because they've been dyed with Kool-Aid. Yeah, they're really, really good. They got the dill and that sweetness.
Just
at the
soaking
same
them
time.
In Kool-Aid?
Just soak it in there.
Wow.
The peppermint ones.
Yeah, give man. It the sweet with the sour.
Yeah, sweet with the sour goes real sweet. I'm
never
cool together.
Catch a cramp, are you? Never.
No, it's only do it during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into the. I'll eat a whole pickle like that, too.
Because it stays on your hand, that smell.
It does. Yeah, it is. It's a strong scent. It is. Now, we got a lot of interesting texts that came in here, like, what are some overrated foods? 972 said crab legs are overhyped.
Get out of here, man. That's it. What? All right.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
No.
They're not that good.
No, whoa.
I would say lobster is overrated, too. Very expensive. Ooh, geez, okay. While being overrated. Yeah. Just get the shrimp. Just get the tackle box. Kovach said steak, though.
He's insane for that. That's we can award him wild ass steak of the week right there.
Steak should be the most overhyped food.
Kovach's doing a bit there.
That's also one that is overcharged, though.
Sometimes you go to a restaurant, and you're like, give me a great steak, and you can be underwhelmed.
Right.
You know? I would say to Tobosh, somebody just hasn't made one right for you.
I've just paid $60 for a steak that I feel like I might have been able to make on my grill.
Yeah.
That's a disappointment.
I don't want to add salt and pepper at the table. This thing should be coming off there ready to rock.
I wouldn't say overhyped. We got...
Maybe it's a place you selected.
Yeah, I would understand that. There are some bad steakhouses that just don't know how to do it, but there's also some like highly, you know, like, well, we got dry-aged stuff, we got the Wagyu and everything, and then you're like, but you didn't do anything but like sear it in a pan for 6 minutes.
Somebody said Tovash is an idiot. I'm sorry.
We got a couple of votes.
Tovash will fight you now. You better not.
I'm sorry, Dawson.
Couple of votes for mac and cheese.
These people are insane. That's
crazy. I think they're trolling us now, Wolchuk.
Yeah. Crab cakes are overhyped. I'm a big crab cake guy. Mm. I don't think they're overhyped. Now, you can easily find bad crab cakes.
Right, right.
More bad than good.
Can I
understand
that. Dawson on crab legs? Problem? What's the problem with crab legs?
I don't know. They're just kind of rubbery.
The meat is amazing.
It's so sweet. Yeah.
The meat is really good.
It's only going to be rubbery.
Butter, bro?
It's overcooked. Yeah.
I bet you if I steam some for you, you'd
I'll try it. I mean, I'll keep trying it a little bit, but I think the flavor is a little off, I think, compared to shrimp.
When was the last time you had some? I mean, you were in the Pacific Northwest. You probably should have seen a lot
of
them.
I probably
had used to go catching crabs is the best. You got on an old dock at the ocean where there's not actual boats tied to it. You know, there's some holes. You got to be careful when you're walking out there, but you drop the cages in and you pull them up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, the Dungeness crab.
The Dungeness crabs are delicious, too. That's a sweet flavored crab right there. Honorable mentions are peanut butter, spaghetti.
Peanut butter is amazing.
Brisket.
Brisket?
Yep. Those are the
overrated?
Most overhyped foods, apparently.
Overhyped.
US of A. Overhyped. Overhyped, overrated. 10 is mac and cheese. I can't believe it. I don't see the overhyping of mac and cheese. Feel like that's good all the time, at any holiday, any random day of the week.
Unless Eric's making it.
Adult or child. And you know what?
I did botch it.
Was it unedible?
I botched it. I wouldn't go as far as to say just completely unedible.
My family didn't eat it,
but
did
no,
they?
Like whatever portion size you give yourself on your plate, you're not going to finish it. You know, you'll take a few bites,
it just wasn't
good. I just overdid it with basically everything.
Was it like it could be a take home item and folks passed?
that's
when you know.
That was a throwaway.
That's when you know.
That's not good.
Yeah.
But I mean, like Kraft mac and cheese out of the box, like fire.
It's an easy go-to. Yeah.
I'm down.
It's delicious.
9 is yogurt.
Overhyped. I disagree with that.
Yeah, I'm coming around on yogurt.
Yogurt.
Greek
yogurt
is good for you.
Yeah. Granola.
8, you're going to hate this one, Eric. Chicken wings.
Shut your mouth, dude.
Number 8 is chicken wings.
Why would you even say that?
Some of the restaurants that oversauce it, they just cook them in the oven, then oversauce them.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's not that great.
They have started to get really expensive.
Yeah. You got to make an art out of it.
Yeah.
You can't just throw wings together and have them be amazing.
7 is jelly donuts. Uh-oh.
Well, you punished him twice.
Oh, you make a great wing.
When are we going to get the trilogy?
I don't know. I'm ready.
I think Sean wants to fight that battle.
Yeah, he could probably take me down in brisket. He needs to get a brisket competition together.
Let's do a brisket combo.
I'll take you down in corned beef, bro. Let's make some 7. Corned beef like cats, dilly.
7 is the jelly donut, which I could see maybe being
a jelly
overhyped.
Donut.
Yeah. There's some jelly donuts that, like, there's no jelly in there.
I would agree with that, actually.
Don't go to that place.
The jelly inside, it's too much. There's too much jelly in there, and it's not a great jelly.
I would order other donuts.
Bavarian cream donut, not good.
I'm with you.
I don't like the Bavarian cream either.
No.
Six is salted caramel.
Ooh, what? Huh. I love that combination of sweet and salty.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Five is Brussels sprouts.
Those are good.
I don't consider Brussels sprouts overhyped either. I feel like grill you kind of have to talk people into
grilled. They're amazing, man.
Put some bacon on them. Come on,
pop
man.
Pop the oven. Yeah. Like, I'm in on scallions.
What are we doing?
Is crumble cookies on that list? Overhyped?
Crumble, it's not, but...
How about flaming hot Cheetos?
Tiff's treat's way better.
I agree. Yeah. Tiff's is more consistent. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Four is sushi being overhyped.
The crumble chocolate chip, though, with the sweetened chocolate chips, those are amazing.
Okay, those are good. See, I haven't even tried that.
There's some really good cookies at Crumble. I wouldn't say they're bad, but I would maybe agree with what Lucius says.
Yeah, some are good, but there's a lot that are overhyped.
Tiff's gets it done.
Three is pizza without tomato sauce.
Did you say sushi was one?
Yeah, sushi was four.
Yeah, 100% overhyped. Yeah.
I've
never even heard it.
I'm in love.
I'm tired of hearing it.
I'm in love.
Just tired of hearing
it. But you got to try it.
I'm tired of seeing it on people's timelines.
Come on.
I'm tired of it.
Three is pizza without tomato sauce.
It can't be that good. There's no way.
It's delicious, Lucius. You're going to love it whenever you try it one day. I don't think you will. I think
he won't.
At this time, you're so like into the bit, you're just never going to have it.
It can't be good, bro.
It can't be good. Two is avocados.
What?
Being overhyped.
Oh,
but number one most overhyped food according to the United States of America.
Bacon.
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh.
Oh, wow. They put their name on it.
How about that? In-N-Out. Number one most overhyped food.
It does get a lot of hype. You know, and it's not as good as Whataburger. What more do you need?
I like what 817 saying. Starbucks coffee. It's overhyped now.
I'm telling you what, that thing with In-N-Out, I like it, but if they're overhyped, why are their lines like massive at all times of the night?
It's good. It's not great.
I mean, solid burger.
Good.
Those are paid actors, Brian.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
You know how they do it in California.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Old Chuck. Top 10, 420.
You go to the bathroom.
Most afternoons here in the G-Bag Nation. On the other side. Oh, we have an early addition to the finest because Eric Kendricks is coming up at 5:00.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the tips that Broadus has for Kendricks at the top of the hour.
Yeah, me too.
Seems like it just means more and filthy, folks, and the Jets are finally drawing the line in the sand next to the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Eric Kendricks show coming up at 5:00 here to the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. Time now for an edition of the finest. Here's Eric.
Okay, we got Thursday night football tonight where the Eagles are going to be hosting the Commanders, and some of the sports book stuff on this tonight is a tale of one city, they say. Philly, for every $1 in Washington money that comes in, $4 come in for Philadelphia. Everybody's all over the Eagles as a 4-point home favorite tonight.
Wow.
Versus Commanders.
I'll take the Commanders in the points. I think Philly's probably going to win this division, but it's very close. 4-point is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the short week being on the road is always difficult.
Sure.
And the Eagles were able to basically rest a lot of their guys late in the game versus the Cowboys there. The Commanders were in a dogfight physical matchup versus the Steelers. And they haven't been running. Like Sando was talking about that yesterday with Jaden Daniels. Ever since he got the rib issue a few weeks ago, hasn't been running quite as much. And so obviously that's going to lessen what their offense is or what it had been. So not to where they're just unwatchable or anything. They still put up like 27 versus the Steelers, but just still not quite the same. So I do expect Filthy to win tonight. And
I'm just basing mine off of the opponents for Philadelphia. I think we might be in a similar situation to last year where they have a much better record than it should be. I mean, these last five opponents, Cleveland, New York, Cincinnati might be their best win. Jacksonville and Dallas.
Yeah, and especially as it pertains to their defense that's been flying around and been awesome with all these youngsters and their rookies are all getting all the love.
Cincinnati's the best offense they've played so far the last 5 weeks.
Right, and we know they've had plenty of issues as well. So you're right. This will be an interesting test with the Commanders' offense. That's probably the best offense they've faced in the last month for sure.
And then they get the Rams and Ravens. So we're going to know the truth about Philly here in about 16 days.
Yeah, and I'm not very high on Philly, but I do expect them to probably win this division. But a lot of it will, tonight will determine quite a bit of it for sure. Now, we know how important these games are for Eagles fans. And here is a little clip from the local news in Philadelphia this morning, 5 a.m. for an 8:15 kickoff at the Link. You have a grown man who's painted in green. His beard is dyed green, and he's getting ready to fire up the smoker for a little tailgate action at 5:00 in the morning. It's pitch black dark,
and listen to the thing. At the end, you'll hear something fire up. This dude is blowtorching.
Nice.
To get started. Mm. Here it is.
I literally woke up at like 2:50. I couldn't even sleep. I was just so excited for football today. I mean, yeah.
Go Birds. We love that. We can't sleep. It's like Christmas morning every time the Eagles are here at the Link. So we'll stay out here and make sure we bring you every update from the tailgate and from the game as the day goes on. Live at the Link, Brenna Wyke, NBC 10 News. Go Birds.
It's like 14 hours. Oh, my gosh. But breakfast sounds pretty good. I'm not even mad at that. All right. Thanks, Brenna. I'll check back in.
Yeah, watch your hair.
That's a full-on flamethrower this dude pulled out. This was like a two-handed. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
This is how we're doing tailgates?
They've been doing a pretty good job making like the barbecue pit starters.
There you go.
You know, with blow torches and with different kind of devices. I think this guy made it into a bit. It's like a party trick, you know. Look at my blowtorch to start my fire here.
Yeah, he's just trying to totally distract her from doing her job. But yeah, no, Dawson's right. I mean, because everybody's cooking with these hard woods and stuff now. So the way to get it going, you know, you don't have time to wait. Well, he's got all day, I guess, but they use these blow torches now to get get the charcoal going to get the wood going. But I've seen a lot of guys, they'll leave it on and hang it in the bottom of the pit and just keep blowing the heat and the fire onto the wood and the charcoal. And then they'll just click it off but they'll let it sit wide open for like 5
That's
minutes.
That's amazing. Seemed hazardous looking at it, like the size of it.
And illegal.
How much fire was coming out of there. Yeah, I'm surprised they're allowing that in a parking lot. But that's a guy who's prepared to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the parking lot. So I understand he's trying to get that heat going quick.
Good old flat top would work.
Especially
well
if you're trying to barbecue in a cold weather environment.
Yeah.
You know, that cold wood, it needs a pick me up here, or you could be waiting hours to get your fire right.
That's something have you ever learned that about that? If you are barbecuing outside and it is cold, and you could even do this if you're in your house with your fireplace, is you put a log like in a position where it stays warm. Like every time. So when you're barbecuing, you have your stick burner and you put all your wood, put another log up next to the edge.
So it's ready to rock.
You just roll that one in. It's already warm.
Yeah.
And it automatically starts.
I've seen people at competitions as well have a separate like fire pit off to the side.
Yeah, and
just so they can get that half burnt log.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The fresh wood on it kicks off some nasty fumes. It can ruin your flavor profile.
You want to cook clean.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. You've often said that, and I try to live by it.
Well, that was just with the meth, but I didn't think that was for air, so that's my bad.
We have the Jets. The Jets missed. Okay. We know the Cowboys have had their issues with tackling.
Yeah.
The Ravens game stands out among the rest, where I believe they missed 17 tackles in that game. It was putrid. Sure. They missed double-digit tackles versus the Falcons. But the Jets playing the Cardinals over the weekend, Kyler Murray and James Conner just breaking tackles, making dudes look silly. No one breaks more tackles on a per-carry basis than James Conner. He's an angry runner. And then you know what Kyler is with the elusiveness and everything. So the Jets actually missed 20 tackles versus the Cardinals. So even worse than the Cowboys defense versus Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Okay. So their coach has now, the interim coach, Coach Ulbrich, is he's a former linebacker. He's a defensive guy. This ticked him right off. Yeah. So he says, today we're going to be in pads for individual drills. Tomorrow we're going to be in pads for the entire practice. We're going to drill. Like if there's 15 minutes of individuals, there's going to be 14 and a half minutes of tackling. We're going to get back to the fundamentals and the basics. I'd like to see a little Oklahoma drilling or something like that. He says, I did a tackling presentation for the team today, not just the defense. It was for the offense too. So everybody knows exactly what we're doing, how we're attacking it, how we're going to get it fixed.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. I mean, if you do something worse than the Cowboys have this year, you deserve to get reamed.
Players are doing football things. And
how dare they?
This is breaking news here. Believe it or not, our guys are actually going to pad up today. They're going to tackle each other. This is huge.
The Thursday injury report.
Everybody's going to be a little dinged up.
Everybody's dinged. The whole team's on the injury report.
You got
schlonged.
They did. Yeah, that was well said. Okay, we have just a couple of minutes before Eric Kendricks joins us and Broadus gives him another tip of the week. Yeah. Let's go ahead.
I'm 0-2 on tips. They're not doing too well.
Let's get a little week 11 guess that spread in the G-Bag Nation. Woo! We start Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field. Zach Wolchuk, the Bears are hosting the Packers.
Oh, guess that Bears. Spread. Give me the Packers -3.
Broadus?
I'm gonna go Packers -6.5.
Dawson. Where's this game? In Chicago.
Bears 4. No, I'm sorry. Packers 4.
Packers by 5.5.
Oh,
let's go. Broadus was pretty close on that one. All right, guess that spread. Detroit. This is the biggest spread of the week. Detroit is hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dawson, guess that spread.
8.5.
Broadus?
Detroit -11.5.
Okay. Wolchuk?
12.5.
Detroit is 13.5 points as the favorite there at home versus the fighting Dougie.
Is that the biggest spread of the year?
That's definitely the biggest spread of the week. It might be the biggest spread of the year.
It's a big old spread.
It's a hell of a spread.
That's a spread 'em.
All right, we head to Miami. Brian Broadus, where the Dolphins, who wear soft colors and their former players
they're
call
on vacation.
Soft,
I like that. Lucius says they look like they're on vacation.
You said the Dolphin had a helmet on, but a texter said that was just a Guardian cap.
Guardian cap. I like that.
That's an outstanding text.
Dolphins hosting the Raiders. Gardner Minshew back in the saddle. Guess that spread.
That would be Miami -6.
All right, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I'll go with a touchdown. Give me the full 7.
Fins, 4.
Wolchuk nailed it. It's a touchdown favorite there for the Dolphins. Yeah. All right, we go to New England. The Rams now, short week, flying across the country, going to New England to take on Drake May and company. Zach Wolchuk, guess that spread.
I'm going to go with Patriots 2, -2.
2-point home favorite there. All right, Dawson.
Oh, I'll go with 1. Patriots 1.
Favored by 1. All right, Broadus.
I'm going to go Rams favored by 3.5.
Rams favored by 5.5. Oh, I like that. I'd be all over New
just
England on that
it.
One. That's a no-brainer. In what I believe people are calling the toilet bowl or just the most disgusting game of the week, you have the Saints hosting the Browns.
Oof. Oh.
Broadus, guess that spread.
Saints are hosting the Browns?
That's right.
I'm going to say New Orleans is 2.5 favorite.
Saints 4-point favorite. They're getting healthy, right? Browns are bad.
They are getting a little bit healthier, but I guess they don't have that much respect.
Like okay. Saints by 2?
From the books. Saints by 1.5.
Oh.
And then what do you think? Baltimore going to Pittsburgh.
This is a great game.
The final opportunity to guess that spread. Gavin Dawson, Steelers hosting the Ravens.
Wow, this one's tough. Mm-hmm. Let me get Steelers -1.
All right, Broadus.
Baltimore -2.
Baltimore?
Wolchuk.
I'll go Steelers -2.
The Steelers are 3-point home dogs.
Oh! Wow, look at that. I love a home dog.
Me too.
I'm going big. Let me get a mortgage payment on Pittsburgh.
Woo! Let's get it.
Thank you, Chiafalo. Eric Chiafalo's football finest. Most afternoons, 5 o'clock here on The Fan. But on Thursdays, it's the Eric Kendrick Show. And we'll be talking with the Cowboys linebacker when we return right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.